Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Kevin Remedy welcomes Craig Blessing, Vice President at Data Castle, to today's show as they discuss how his company uses Windows Azure to protect business data. Tune in as he outlines for us Data Castle's innovative cloud solutions, which help organizations have secure, anytime, anywhere access to their data. Kevin, the mic is yours.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Cloud Innovators show on TechNet Radio, our series of cloud and business value interviews for IT managers. My name is Kevin Remedy, and I'm a senior IT pro evangelist in the U.S. Developer and Platform Evangelism team at Microsoft, and I'm your TechNet Radio host for today. Now, for this Cloud Innovators series, we love to find new and innovative approaches to using cloud computing as a business solution. And then we love to talk to the people who make it happen. And today, of course, is no exception. We have with us today Craig Blessing from Data Castle. Before I introduce Craig, a little bit more about Data Castle. Data Castle protects enterprises from mobile data loss and data breach with simplified and scalable endpoint backup and data protection. The company's Data Castle Red product provides secure and auditable access to enterprise data on critical devices anytime, anywhere. Craig from Data Castle, Craig Blessing is here with us today. Craig, what's your role at Data Castle? And just give us a quick idea of your background.
I appreciate it, Kevin. My name is Craig Blessing, and I'm the Vice President of Sales and Business Development for Data Castle. And I've been in the industry for about 20 years, spent a long time at Apple Computer, and then moved into cloud services. So I've been in server backup, software as a service for business intelligence, network automation, things of that nature. So really moved to the cloud, and this was a technology which I got very excited about, obviously, from taking advantage of some of the things we could do on Microsoft Azure.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Craig, welcome, and thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Mm-hmm. Pleasure.
So, first of all, give us a little more information about Data Castle. What key solutions does your business provide?
Yeah, so we're a Seattle-based company, and our whole focus is on endpoint protection. So we're really about tablet and laptop backup. We also do desktops, and our primary customer base is the mid-size enterprise market. So we back up devices from all across the globe. We have partners in about 20 countries right now, and almost all of them back up to Microsoft Azure. So it's a great solution for anyone who needs not just server backup, but that next piece, which is the laptop and tablet backup.
Excellent. Now, with Windows 8 having just been released, I have to assume, but maybe you can fill me in, is Windows 8 a big part of Data Castle's future?
It's a really big part of our future. So we're incredibly excited about it. Obviously, there's been this bring your own device movement that's been hitting the marketplace, but I think the Windows 8 tablets are really going to change that. Now that we have Active Directory support and really the full power of Windows, that IT people are going to see this being brought into the marketplace. So we work just as effectively with Windows 8 as Windows 7 and XP. So now when these new devices hit with that critical corporate data, we're able to get that backed up securely to Microsoft Azure. Or wherever a company needs to be able to back it up to be able to provide a robust solution. So we think the Windows 8 tablet's a huge place in the marketplace and will really be effective for us.
Very good, very good. Sounds like you're way ahead of the game there. That's super. So tell us a little bit more about how Data Castle goes to market. Well, how do you sell your product, or how can people find out about it?
Absolutely. So one of our primaries is anyone with a Microsoft Azure Enterprise Agreement's a perfect customer for us. You've already got the back end for compute and storage and Microsoft SQL. So that's a great, anybody with who's already on Microsoft Azure is a perfect customer for us to be able to enable our solution on it. Primarily, we do this through large partners who do this. So one of our largest is eVault, who's a Seagate company. They have about 115 alliance partners all across the globe who sell it under their brand named eVault Endpoint Protection. But we have a variety of partners who can get started on Azure today or existing Azure partners. So what Microsoft Azure partners, whatever works best. Anybody in the ecosystem is a really good fit for us.
Very good. So in providing backup and data protection solutions, you've actually gone through a bit of a change as technologies have changed as far as your foundational infrastructure that you're using to implement and support your products. Give us a kind of an idea of where your company started and in particular the platform choices that you made in providing your product.
Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah, so our founder, Gary Sumner, was actually worked at Microsoft, and a number of our key engineers worked at Microsoft. And so this issue actually came up for him when one of his best friends had a laptop, was a photographer, and actually lost a bunch of photos and couldn't restore them. And so he began thinking about the issue. And so this product from the ground up was designed for running on laptops and tablets and things that weren't always connected to a LAN and how to back them up. And so it's really been great for us from a Windows Azure perspective to be able to grow out and make the solution very scalable. So we basically put an agent on a laptop, a desktop, a tablet, and we can do this pushing out through Active Directory. So we can do very large deployments and give different settings. So a marketing department can back up videos and a sales team might have all their PowerPoints backed up, whatever the right fit is for an organization. And then those agents take the right data, whether that laptop is turned off or moves or whatever happens with that data, and it gets backed up to most often Windows Azure. And what's really exciting for us is the fundamental architecture allows us to grow both the SQL and the geo-redundant storage elastically. So we can have partners add a company of 2,000, 4,000, 8,000 laptops, and it's not a huge resizing, refitting in the data center. It is simply adding more customers, deploying the agents, and the backups begin to happen automatically. So for us, we could deploy on-premise, and certainly, again, support all of the Microsoft infrastructure running on Windows Server 2008. But for us, the vast majority of our partners and customers will run on Windows Azure just because the scalability is so easy and that geo-redundancy that I don't have to worry about whether I'm in Asia-Pacific or EMEA or the Americas. It's really easy to get my devices on and know that the storage needs will be met and the SQL needs will be met moving forward.
So as we're looking at this this architecture diagram, you evolved this move to the cloud, quote-unquote, and into a platform as a service solution using Windows Azure as the back end. Is that correct? I mean, I think earlier on, at least according to what I read in your case study, which I think is a really great read for anybody who's interested in finding out more about your solution at Microsoft.com/case studies, you used hosters, you used infrastructure as a service, and eventually decided upon Windows Azure as a platform using platform as a service.
Yeah, for us, it just was so easy to be able to do the scalability and to be able to enable partners to quickly and easily get on board. So, you know, one of the primary uses on Windows Azure today is server backup. And this was just such a natural next component. It's with only 8% of that data from the laptops making it back to the corporate servers, this just made it a very easy next thing for service providers to be able to offer, which uses up a great deal of Azure compute and SQL and geo-redundant storage. So it's a very, very nice additional component for people who are already familiar with Windows Azure or are looking to get started in by offering a new service to their clientele. So it was really an easy move for us and something where we needed the flexibility to do something for any partner anywhere in the globe quickly and easily.
And as you've already said, being able to scale no matter what size the customer is or scale up or scale down as their needs change is a big plus with regard to a platform as a service.
Yeah,
some
of our larger partners have literally dozens and dozens of companies that of all different sizes in all different areas of the globe, and it's just as easy for them to add a 3,000-seat customer in India as it is to add a 50-person law firm in Denver, Colorado. So, you know, it's all running on the same back end of Windows Azure, and it's easy to administrate, get running quickly for those end users. So it's a great managed service partner product. And again, for customers who already have their own Windows Azure instance on Microsoft, this is a very, say, hey, what do I use with some of this extra capacity that I might have? Very easy solution to take in and get their key executives covered or their entire organization covered for PC and endpoint protection.
Fantastic. So let's talk about endpoint protection and that whole area. Are there different concerns or different key issues versus a typical server or desktop backup?
Yeah, it's a great question. We were really focused from the very beginning on making sure that the laptop tablet arena would be well served. And these are things that are not always on the high-speed network of your LAN at your local office. They don't always shut down. People put them to sleep. They take them places. And they also do things like disappear at a much higher rate. I mean, over 1,200 laptops are lost each week in Los Angeles International Airport by itself. So it's a huge issue in terms of how you back these devices up and protect them. So for us, it was really important to be able for data breach protection to be able to do things like do a remote wipe of that device if it gets lost or trace where that device is. So we've got a whole security suite built into it. So the devices are very different than servers, which are sitting there in a nice secure server room. I think the other part which is often underlooked is that the bandwidth constraints. A lot of these devices are on wireless cards. A lot of these devices are in hotel rooms. They don't have the bandwidth. So if you're asking them to back up large files, how do we do this? And our solution from the ground up was built so that we do things like global deduplication, so that files don't have to be sent multiple times, so that if 500 sales reps have the same PowerPoint, once it hits the Windows Azure Vault for us from one PowerPoint, the rest of them don't have to send that PowerPoint back, saving bandwidth. And so we do a number of things along that. Yeah, it's really a different environment for laptops. We want to be sure that we protect them. And we've also just introduced something called Quick Caches, which run on Windows Storage Server, a little NAS device you can put at a branch office. So a lot of our customers have 15 or 20 locations, and that branch office that may be in Japan or somewhere else, they want to be able to time shift when those backups. So you put a little NAS device, everybody in the local office backs up to it, and I can say, only send that to the Windows Azure Vault on Saturday afternoon, as opposed to doing it during the day when that bandwidth is so precious. So it's a very different fundamental piece we need to do for endpoint protection. And those are a couple of the things that are quite different about it.
And certainly as you do that deduplication or managing how often information is traveling across the wire, these are all things that, of course, in the end, in the bottom line of what you're paying for with Windows Azure in terms of the amount of capacity you're using in storage and the capacity of the upload and download, I mean, that's all things that can be more efficient, certainly, and you're certainly taking advantage of that, which sounds like a really good idea.
Yeah, and that's the end. It needs to be an economical solution. It needs to be able to fit the needs of customers. So you want to be able to get them backed up efficiently and quickly. And a lot of it's just that IT burden, too, right? I don't want to have to think about these things. I want them to run automatically. Every time an end user gets frustrated and has a phone call, it's a bad thing. So from the ground up, we want it to be easy to administer and no impact to the end users on the system.
So let's talk about security, because I think certainly anytime we're talking about the cloud and moving resources somewhere else outside of our own data centers, we're going to be concerned about that. Are there any concerns that your company had in moving the resources for your application to hosted infrastructure as a service and then eventually to a platform as a service in Windows Azure? And along that line, is there anything that really eased or eases your mind about trusting Microsoft and trusting Windows Azure as your platform of choice?
No, great question. And you're never going to meet every customer's needs. That's why we're able to deploy on-premise as well. But for us, the security model around Azure, Windows Azure, is actually a huge plus. The first part is, not only is it geo-redundant, but I have all the key certifications. I mean, I'm SAS 70 type 2 compliant. I'm ISO 27001 compliant. So I've got all these key initiatives taken care of all around the globe quickly and easily. And for us, a couple of the verticals, I mentioned that data breach. Data breach is particularly painful for healthcare and financial services. So data getting lost can cost literally millions of dollars if that data falls in the wrong hands. And Microsoft's actually taken that extra step that they now have the HIPAA business associate agreement in place. So they've gone the extra mile to make customers know that this is a secure, robust solution. And literally from the word go, it's really hard for the average company to do this in their own facilities. It's actually much more secure, we find, on Windows Azure than the typical company trying to do this themselves. So a great security story for us to tell our partners and our customers and get them started.
That is an excellent answer and a very good point. I think people forget, if you start investigating, as you mentioned, the certificates, the certifications and the different areas where Microsoft and their solution and their data centers have been checked in full, really, can you compare in your own data center to that kind of that level of security that Microsoft has done? Okay, so now let's talk about the important stuff, the money. Do you have any kind of a rough estimate on the savings that your company is benefiting from as a result of moving your solution to Windows Azure? You moved from an infrastructure as a service solution to now platform as a service as a foundation for your product. So is there any benefit there?
Yeah, I think that's a really important point. We wanted our partners and our large customers to be able to really see some benefits. I mean, you obviously are going to be in a data center and you have storage costs and other pieces, but it's the hidden costs that we really want to solve. The first is having a very rapid time to market. I mean, by having the ability to be in EMEA or Asia Pacific or the Americas quickly and easily, getting up on Azure allows you to support customers around the globe literally in an afternoon. And this is a really important piece for us. The second is that geo-redundancy. One of the big issues and one of the big expenses you have for a lot of companies in the backup and recovery space is, how do I have in multiple facilities? I mean, we certainly just saw, unfortunately, what could happen with Sandy in the Northeast. you can't just be in one facility. And so that ability that Microsoft Windows Azure just has built in to be in geo-redundant is so critical and so cost-effective. And it's just built in. It's just a wonderful piece. And then the final piece for us is the lower cost of management. We make this so that you can do this through Active Directory. We have centralized management so that I can change policies around the globe for users quickly and easily. So it just made it, and to be able to manage, you know, 30 instances of SQL in Windows Azure as though it were one instance, those types of savings and those types of benefits make the system run smoothly and easily. So it's not just a dollar amount you put right on the front. It's a lot of hidden costs and things that if you try to do this yourself, suddenly you're at a very expensive and very time-consuming area where Windows Azure just makes it seamless and easy.
Excellent. Well, I'm really excited to see a little bit of this. It sounds like an excellent solution. And while you're giving us a quick demonstration, if you could include maybe if you had one thing that you wanted to tell a business leader or decision maker about the biggest benefit of the product and really how to get started either in using your solution or even if they're looking at building a solution using Windows Azure, what that might be. Let's go ahead and take a look at Data Castle Red.
So I'm here on my Windows 7 laptop, and the most important thing we're going to obviously do is we take a backup of videos, Word documents, PowerPoints, whatever the data is. We encrypt it, and then we send it off to the Windows Azure Vault that we set up. And this, again, is global deduplication. And the most common use case is someone will accidentally throw away a PowerPoint in a file or a file. So I'll just take the at-rest encryption PowerPoint that I have here, and I'm just going to delete that. So I've actually deleted it from my machine. And at this point, what I want to do is I want to launch my product, Data Castle Red, and recover that. So I just deleted the file. And the end user now has the ability to launch the product, in this case, Data Castle Red. And you've got a few different settings that you can choose from. So for example, I can choose how frequently data backs up. So we can get down almost to continuous data protection, down to the minute. People can back up once a day. I can back up, you know, I can have network traffic limited in terms of what times backups happen so that we are efficient. And I can also really choose what types of files that I protect. So again, I may not want the marketing department to be able to back up videos or the sales team to be able to back up music files. I can choose what gets backed up to the Windows Azure Vault. And I can do this by selecting different types of files and folders. So it's very easy for me to be able to say, let's look at all photos and get the different types of files and photos that we can back up. And in this case, I've lost something. So what I want to do is I want to be able to simply go and restore it. So I'm going to go on my drive, I'm going to go and look at the data, documents, and here's my Data Castle folder, and here's the at-rest encryption PowerPoint that I had just deleted. I can choose what backup I can get, so I can go and look at a backup that happened a week ago. We can do a number of versions in our product, and in this case, I'm going to hit finish, and it's going to go, and it's going to actually go, and you can see that it's current, it's protected, and I can show recent activity. And in this case, you can see that I just restored a file 1 minute ago. So now when I reopen my documents library, you can see that the at-rest encryption PowerPoint is returned to its original place. So it's a very fast and easy way for the end user to be able to get their key files and data back that they may have accidentally deleted or that may have gotten erased from the hard drive for some reason. Another important piece that we help with is actually that migration component. So we'll have a lot of people moving to Windows 8. If I had a Windows 7 laptop or desktop and I suddenly got a new Windows 8 Surface, I'd be able to take data from the Windows Azure Vault and move it to those new devices. So it's a great way of moving data in between devices. People are going to start to have a lot of different devices, and they may want to be able to access a PowerPoint from anything. So we've got mobile access that we also have for any device. So really powerful and easy tool that leverages the Windows Azure infrastructure to make it all possible.
And do you have any information to pass on to people that are looking to build solutions? And I'm thinking in particular of a development organization like yours that might want to consider an Azure solution.
Yeah, you know, we've really enjoyed partnering with Microsoft. It's been quite easy. And so a lot of our answers about how to initially get on to Windows Azure came from our Azure solution specialist. In my case, it was Dina Franson, who's been fantastic to work with and really helped navigate what's coming in the future on Windows Azure, what we should take advantage of today, how to enable partners. So it's been a really seamless process working with Microsoft. And again, we're also happy to answer any questions for people who are in this arena or partners who have more questions. And you can contact us and send us an email at our address here at datacastlecorp.com.
And that really leads me right into my last question here, which is, where can people find out more about Data Castle Red and your other products? And it seems like we've got a URL right there, datacastlecorp.com.
We've got a URL right here, and it's quick and easy to do. So we look forward to hearing anybody out there who is really about to leverage Windows 8, deploying tablets and laptops. We'd love to have a conversation about how we can protect you and keep those devices not only backed up, but safe and secure.
Well, Craig, thank you so much for your time and your insights today.
Oh, Kevin, really enjoyed it. Thank you so much for having us. Appreciate it.
All right, and we'll see you next time on TechNet Radio Cloud Innovators.